Live 95 is Coleman's independent radio. And now it's time for Path Changers, Habits of Health, a show all about lifestyle health, including working towards a goal of reaching your optimal weight and creating an optimal health environment for the rest of your life. Views and opinions presented on this show are not the views and opinions of Live 95 staff or management. You should independently verify information heard on this program yourself. And now, here's your host for Path Changers, Habits of Health, Sandy Seibert.
Well, hello, everybody. So glad to be here tonight. It's Thursday night, and it's been a beautiful day here in Coleman. I'm Sandy, your health and lifestyle coach, and welcome to our show. If you've been here before, then we thank you for being a frequent listener. And if you're new here, just know that you're amongst friends. And this is a great place to hear inspiring stories, fresh ideas, and empowering conversations that will motivate you to change or continue on your own health journey with confidence. Well, I am always on the search for what I kind of talk about, health heroes that I see, people that are going above and beyond, living above the line, I like to think of it as. And my guest tonight is Michael Coates. Thank you for coming and talking about health and hope with me tonight.
Well, you're welcome, Sandy.
And we became Facebook friends, and I've seen a lot of different things that you post. And then after talking to you and hearing your very inspirational story, I thought for sure we definitely need to have you on and have some healthy conversation. So
great. Okay. Awesome.
So that's what we're doing. So welcome. And I do know that part of your past, but you and I hadn't talked about this.
Yes.
A personal trainer.
I have for a little bit of a time.
Okay.
I work for the Aquatic Center a little bit of my time. But I didn't stick with the personal training because there was no money in it for me. I actually did it for myself, really, and I helped some other people doing it.
Uh-huh.
But I got into something else. I'm cleaning carpets right now, and there's a lot of health in that when I'm cleaning carpets.
Okay.
Yeah.
You mean as far as activity?
Yeah. I mean, I'm working my whole body when I'm doing it, and I'm making actually a lot more money doing it. So, but I mean, I help people here and there. People ask me all the time, and I give them pointers, mm-hmm. tips. And blessings, you would say.
Yeah. Yeah. Because it is. Yeah. It's just all, it's learning and doing something different. And it's hard to do those things on our own. So that's where it really helps to know people that have been there and experienced it and can help move forward.
Yes.
Help move you forward. So let's talk a little bit about, we usually, one of the things that we focus on a lot of times are just living an optimally healthy life. And optimal health is different for everybody. You can be a 20-year-old and your optimal health is going to look a lot different than if maybe you're 70 and just had bypass surgery. So
Absolutely. We
are all in different areas of that. And definitely overcoming struggles in life is something that is a very big inspiration. And you have come through some real struggles in life. And
I
so
have.
if you wouldn't mind sharing some of those with us, we'd love to hear them.
Well, you know, I grew up on the streets of Chicago. I grew up without a father and, not that much of a great mother as well. My father gave me cocaine when I was 14 years old and only showed me love when he would want me to steal from him, for him to feed his addiction, because he was a hardcore drug addict. He actually shot a needle. My whole world was warped growing up. My perspective of what love was and what life was all about was totally warped and dysfunctional. My whole family was dysfunctional. But because of that, I ended up going to prison. And not only once, not twice, but three times. And I faced life in prison. And the third time I went to prison is when I found Jesus Christ. It's when I really changed my life. And from there on out, that was the last time I've ever been in trouble was 2003, and that's when I met Jesus Christ. So here I am today.
And you are not facing life.
No, I'm not facing life.
You're facing life in a different way.
In a different way because of Jesus. You know, I can, there would not be enough time for me to sit here and share my testimony with you, but because of him, my life has turned around. I actually was the third time that I went to prison. I went to segregation for a full year. And in that time in segregation, I set out to write a book to prove to the world that God wasn't real, that the government wrote the Bible to get us to do good and pay taxes. But little did I know that God was going to reveal himself to me in that time. Because I thought to myself, if God was real, I wouldn't have had parents like this. I wouldn't have had a life like this in Chicago. I wouldn't have been in prison and in trouble all my life. I didn't want to do that. I didn't want to be there. I knew something was better inside of me. I always did, but I didn't know. And how can you know what you don't know? Mm-hmm. So, you know, my parents didn't love me and show me how to, what life was about and how to live. And I had to learn all on my own. And in this jail cell, while I was reading and studying the Bible for about 4 months, I had these, moments, aha moments. There's contradictions in the Bible, or what I thought they were. And, then I started to do the things I seen other people do while I was reading. And like Joshua and Jeremiah was actually getting on their knees and praying and talking to God. I did the same thing. And I said to God, when I was in that jail cell, I said to God, if you're really real, please reveal yourself to me. I don't understand my life and why I came here, why I'm in this jail cell right now. And after that prayer, I remember getting up and just feeling like the weight of the world off my shoulders. And I started reading and studying. I continued to read it and study for the next 2, 3, 4 more months. And I had moments like, aha, oh my God, you're really real. He revealed himself to me in my reading and studying of the Bible to prove to the world that it was wrong in my writings. Here I am today trying to bless other people and share the good news with other people because of him, because of God. But I never did get life. I only got 2 years because of him.
Wow. So would you say that part of your, I mean, because what I learned, what I've learned too over the last nearly 8 years now is to be living in, just to be fulfilled and living in a state of being closer to optimal health that has to do with having our body healthy, but equally as important as having a healthy mind. And within that section of a healthy mind, it's living with less stress. It's having time for to grow your spirituality, time for hobbies, time to enjoy life, just to really enjoy people around. Would you say that that's a pretty big change that's come about for you as well?
Yes. The things that I do, you know, first of all, every morning when I wake up, I put God first in the day. And it's so important to be spiritually balanced, but not just spiritually balanced, but emotionally balanced. And everything else falls in place after you first put God. Just let me just say that. And then you have mentally balanced, mental balance, and then physical balance. And having all these together and putting God first, you walk with this peace and this joy that you have. You know, when you have a relationship with Jesus and you're studying the Word, all these things just go hand in hand together. It's part of your spirit now. And then when you see somebody else in need, you're blessing them. And we're just like the cells in your body. They all work together to make you. Well, on a holistic point of view, we're all cells. You're a cell and I'm a cell and everyone else and everything in this world is. And when you reach out to help somebody else, it's actually helping you. It comes back and blesses you. You know, just like when God says, and Jesus says, if you're last, you'll be first. If you die, you really live. You know, and the world has it backwards. The truth is, with Jesus, you know, when you really listen to him and follow him and have a relationship with him, your life is completely different, and it's not the world's way. You don't want to fall back into the world's way and live that way. You want to live his way. And then you have complete balance in all the areas of your life.
Do you find that it gives you motivation when it comes to taking care of your health physically as well? Like, do you find that there's a strength in that?
It goes hand in hand, absolutely. When I work out, of course it releases endorphins. Mm-hmm. And you get more energy, and you want to do more. You know, same thing when you read the Bible and you study and you devote your time, you want to do more. But your body kind of wait, like there's a pull that wants to pull you back into the darkness, that wants to pull you down atop of laziness, that wants to keep you in bed and hit that alarm clock 3 or 4 or 5 times, you know. But you just, you know, with the first 5 seconds, I've learned, if you make that decision the very first 5 seconds when that alarm goes off and you just get up, mm-hmm. you don't deal with so much pressure and struggle. You just do it. And once you accept the fact that life is difficult, it's no longer difficult. And by the way, that came from Scott Peck, The Road Less Traveled.
Nice. Nice. Yeah. There's a fellow that I, we're in a Facebook group together, and he calls it feet on the floor. He says if he just wakes up and doesn't think about it, and all that comes into his mind is feet on the floor, and he can just sit up and get his feet. He says, I know I'm golden.
Yes.
It's just, but the other line I've learned is you got to have mind over mattress. You got to.
I love that. That's a good one. Can I use that?
Absolutely. Yeah. I learned that from a fellow named Robin Sharma. But yeah, yeah. You have to, because the pull is dark and the pull is strong. I mean, it really is. And all I find that it takes is a few days of consistency in either direction. A few days of consistency not doing it, or a few days of consistency in doing it.
Yes.
And then you get momentum, and then you create energy. But it's powerful stuff, because it can go either way. So as long as we're making sure we're going the good way.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You have to do things on purpose. You know, I've noticed so many people that just walk around like zombies, you know, like they're not even awake. They're in another world. But you know, to live a life full and complete, filled with happiness. You know, Thomas Jefferson said that we all have the right to pursue happiness, and we should, and that's what most people want to do. I would hope that everybody would want to do that, but to live life on purpose, you have to be awake and pay attention to everything going on around you, and. Some people have it backwards, you know. They're not wanting to pay attention because they think that pain is going to hurt them. But look, God says to count everything pure joy in James 1. View all the trials and struggles and the tribulations and temptations, the things that come your way. If you just go through the storm instead of going around it, over it, or under it, trying to cover it up with drugs or alcohol, none of that stuff will work. I've tried it all. People, I've tried it all. It will not work. You have to. Eventually, that storm is going to continue to follow you until you just stop doing all that stuff. You're going to go through the storm one way or another. You might as well just go through it now and stop prolonging it.
Yeah.
But I've learned that the hard way. But I've gone through the storm. And you know what? You know what? You can't get to the rainbow as you go through the storm.
That's a great one. Great one. Well, we're going to take a quick break. You're listening to Path Changers Habits of Health Talk on Live 95.5. We'll be right back.
I'm Ed Horrell, founder of The Kindness Revolution. Today we want to say thank you to the over 62 million in the U.S. who volunteer their time for various organizations. That's a staggering number, 62 million. But according to the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics, that number is actually on the decline, possibly as much as 4% lower than a few years ago. So our challenge this week is simple. Do two things. First of all, if you know of someone who's volunteering their time for a good cause, tell them thank you. Whether it's a soup kitchen, coaching an athletic team, or singing in the choir, why not take a minute and say thanks? But just as importantly, why not take a look and see what each of us can do to volunteer a little time to help a good cause? Causes doing good and in need of volunteers are everywhere, so they won't be hard to find. To learn more, check us out at thekindnessrevolution.net.
There are a lot of signs on the side of the road right now, which means an election is coming up. Sure, name recognition is good, but in 2018, voters expect a little more than that. We can help. Radio is a great medium to tell voters more about yourself, your platform, and your goals. Our very own Melissa with Live 95 is ready to take your call at 256-339-5554. 256-339-5554. Live 95 can help get your message out to Cullman County.
Hey guys, let's face it. We all want to look our best, but with minimal effort, right? Well, that's where Angela at Scissor Salon comes in. She'll get you looking your best so you're always on top of your game. Walk-ins are always welcome. Scissor Salon, Highway 278 East, just past the water plant, 735-3089. 735-3089. Look for the big scissors on the roof. We've spent a lot of time on this. The investigation is finally over. We uncovered several leads, and we have finally found it. We have found what every small business in Cullman has been looking for. Fiber optic quality internet is here. Utilizing cutting-edge radio technology, Cyber Broadband is now able to offer fiber optic quality internet in the immediate downtown Cullman area and most Cullman industrial parks. More information is available by calling Cyber Broadband, 256-734-1077, 256-734-1077, or on the web at cyberbroadband.net.
Are you having trouble seeing your computer screen? Are the traffic signs looking a little fuzzy? Are the things that you used to be able to see looking just a little out of focus? Dr. Wayne Fuller has been helping Cullman see better for years, and he's still located on 2nd Avenue between the Catholic Church and Highway 278. You can call his friendly staff at 256-734-1121, and they'll be happy to get you seeing better, whether it's with contacts, glasses designed just for you, or a low-cost alternative to LASIK. Again, Dr. Wayne Fuller is available at 256-734-1121.
When a disaster occurs, neighbors and community organizations want to reach out and help. But this isn't always easy. That's where your local Cullman County VOAD can help. VOAD stands for Voluntary Organizations Active in Disaster. Your Cullman County VOAD serves to coordinate relief efforts throughout the county during times of crisis to ensure no area or family is left unassisted. But to do this, the Cullman County VOAD needs your help. Whether you're an individual, faith-based group, civic organization, or business, your Cullman County VOAD needs your help. To learn how you can be a part of the Cullman County VOAD, call the Cullman County EMA at 739-5410. 739-5410. Email CullmanCountyVOAD at gmail.com or search Cullman County VOAD on Facebook. Your Cullman County VOAD is Volunteer Organizations Active in Disaster.
Live 95 is Cullman's independent radio. And now it's time for Path Changers, Habits of Health, a show all about lifestyle health, including working towards a goal of reaching your optimal weight and creating an optimal health environment for the rest of your life. Views and opinions presented on this show are not the views and opinions of Live 95 staff or management. You should independently verify information heard on this program yourself. And now, here's your host for Path Changers, Habits of Health, Sandy Seibert.
Hey, welcome back. I'm sitting here with my guest tonight, Michael Coates, and we're kind of focusing on some healthy mind stuff. And just before we left to break, one of the things that he was mentioning is it's so much better in life when we can actually go through the storm rather than around the storm or try to avoid the storm. We grow so much more by going through it. It reminds me of a line I learned a long time ago that says the sharp pain of recovery is so much better than the long, dull ache of dysfunction.
Yeah, I would say what you would want to do is do the thing that is emotionally harder or the counterintuitive move in your life if you really think about it, because that's the best decision. Don't follow the path of least resistance.
So like the go towards the obstacles.
Yeah, what is
lean
harder?
Lean into them, yeah.
Because later it would be easier for you if you do the hard part now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw something recently that said something like when you're climbing a hill and I can't quite remember it, but it's something about as you do that, it's not, you know, you hate the hill, and then it just becomes easier and you find it wasn't the hill at all. Yeah. It wasn't even it.
You know, it's funny you're mentioning that. I'm thinking about Miley Cyrus, and it's kind of funny, but she said it's not about what's on the other side, it's the climb.
Yeah.
The climb. And yeah, that's really important. Have a good mindset. If you don't program your mind, the world will do it for you. You have to on purpose put in, be careful what you're putting in, what you're listening to, what you're watching.
I totally agree. And I really try to focus who I'm even hanging around, what my news feed is in Facebook, what my apps are. I mean, and if it's stuff that isn't going to empower, I just really try to nix it.
I'm with you there. I'm with you.
So, and that's one reason why you're still in my news feed, because you share so much uplifting things.
Oh,
so,
thank you.
Well, and if you had to, like, let's just say your top, like one of your top inspirational people that you choose to follow or pay attention to, do you have a top one, or do you have maybe even a top three? Sometimes it's hard to choose.
There's many, but T.D. Jakes is somebody that I look up to that's very powerful. I love Steve Furtick. And then like Tony Robbins, the great motivational speaker.
Yeah.
You know, for those who aren't so religious, Tony Robbins is a good – Will Smith is another one coming out. If you've seen some of his Facebook videos.
I like him. You know what? And it might just be me, but he seems a little angry.
Who's that?
Will Smith. It's like he just, I don't know what it is. I really love his messages, but it's just kind of like, I just wish he could not, he just, to me, kind of feels a little angry. And he might be.
He might be.
I mean, he might be, because there is kind of a lot to be angry at.
Just don't let the sun go down before you go to sleep.
But no, I really like what he's saying. I mean, he's saying some powerful, powerful things.
There was a video that I watched of him of being about 30,000 feet in the plane, and your best life is on the other side of fear. You know, I can imagine myself going up there in the airplane and being at 30,000 feet. Well, could I really do it? I've never done it before, but just the maximum fear is, once you let go, is the most bliss that you'll ever have. You know, once you jump out, that's it. It's over. You jump out. Whether you live or die, you just enjoy that moment.
Yeah.
I might try that one day. I'm still working on it. Yeah. I'm a work in progress.
Hey, we all are. Right. We all are.
Absolutely.
And it's like you were saying too, it's the climb. It really is. It's the climb and enjoying the journey on the way. I think that I've spent so many years of my life focusing on the end result that I wanted, and especially because of physical and weight loss, and just really having that be a key component that I was always looking at. And I've missed the boat on a lot of years just because that's really robbed from me focusing on that only. And I just really am so grateful for this path that I've been able to find and be on, because there is so many things to enjoy along the way of adding health to our lives and just being free.
Yes. I in what we were talking about a while ago about being careful what we put in, I've learned not to waste my time on vain things more so than something in the area I need development. I wasted so many years of my life, you know, and I don't want to waste anymore. This is the second half of my life. God said that he'd give you beauty for ashes. But he didn't say he wouldn't do it without you. You got, you know, faith without works is dead. You've got to do your part. And, So there's a lot of areas that I'm still working on in development. You know, you just like you have IQ, you got EQ. That's yep. emotional.
Emotional intelligence.
There's just so much more to life than always being entertained. You know, I would be one to be in series on TV, you know, and watch all kinds of movies, going to the movies all the time. And I'm not learning and then I'm not growing.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that I have, left behind so many opportunities of growth in years behind me, but I don't want to do that now. I want to yeah. continue to grow and learn and be the best me that I can be, chasing the better me every day. That's what I'm doing.
Yep. And this is the song that goes through my mind now that I have so much more clarity is, we've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. It's like, come on. Yes. I want everyone to get it.
Yes.
Like I want everyone to really hear what you're talking about.
I do too. I feel you.
We have to feed the mind. We have to feed it good things because it's kind of like the herd.
Yeah.
If you just look at the direction that we're being taken with food and entertainment, and it's just really not fulfilling.
Right.
And it's sad.
It is. You know, I don't want to follow. I want to lead. I want to be a trendsetter. I want to be original, you know, and show others that you can lead. You can become mm-hmm. so much more. God said many are called, few are chosen. You look up in the sky at night and you see so much darkness and so few stars, but the stars are there.
Yeah.
And how can a star shine except in darkness? We always wonder why am I at this job or this place and there's so much darkness here, you know, but it hit me one day. God put me there. I need to be that light in darkness to show people what they can't see. You know, you don't need to follow the rest and allow peer pressure. You can be the one to peer pressure for goodness rather than the other way around. I've done that my whole life and followed anybody who was doing something bad. You know, it's time to do something good and be light and lead other people. You know?
Excellent. That's so good. So real quick, why don't you go ahead and because I loved the name of your carpet cleaning business.
Oh, Awe-Inspiring Carpet Cleaning.
And then what's your tagline?
Oh, we don't cut corners. We clean them. We don't cut corners. We clean them.
Yes.
Yes.
I love that. That's really good.
I promise you, we do a wonderful job and you won't be disappointed. You will be awe inspired when I'm done.
Excellent. It's so good. Well, I really appreciate having you on the show. I look forward to, talking more just to learn more about you and learn more about what inspires you and definitely in that personal growth mode. And okay. I dig it. I really dig it. So thanks so much.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me here and sharing this with you and everybody
thank
else.
Thank you. Yep. Thanks for tuning in, everybody. And come see us Saturday morning at 8 a.m. at the Red Door Cafe and get your battery charged for the weekend of healthy eating and healthy living. And stay tuned. Big D shows up next. And don't forget, choose health always. Have a great week, everyone.